Self-Development with Tactics podcast. Today we are gonna go through ChatGPT. Indeed, I have pre-generated some answers for some questions that I think may be rather interesting, and also on Tim Ferriss on one hand, on the other hand philosophy in general, and on the third hand Stoicism. So I'm really excited to go through them. I haven't read the answers. I was just, you know, typing a few questions, trying to, you know, overlook things, you know, to make sure that there's something of value and interest in it, or that it is interesting to me. And yeah, I think let's go through it, I guess. There we go. There is it. Summary sets, is it this? I think it indeed is, yeah. So, what are Tim Ferriss' tips on happiness? Please excuse the typos. I'm definitely not making sure that I'm writing everything as correctly as I could, and or maybe as I should. In his book, The 4-Hour Workweek and Other Works, Tim Ferriss shares several tips and strategies for achieving happiness. And here are some of the key takeaways. The first one, focus on experiences over possessions. Ferriss suggests that happiness is more closely linked to experience than possessions. By prioritizing experiences such as travel, time with loved ones, and learning new skills, we can increase our overall happiness and well-being. The second one, practice gratitude. Ferriss recommends taking time each day to focus on things you are grateful for. This can help shift your focus away from negative thoughts and increase feelings of happiness and contentment. The third, cultivate positive relationships. Strong relationships with family and friends can be a major source of happiness. Ferriss suggests prioritizing time with loved ones and investing in these relationships to increase happiness. Pursue your passions. Pursuing activities and hobbies that you are passionate about can bring a sense of fulfillment and happiness. Ferriss encourages readers to identify their passions and make time for them in their lives. Yes. And I think it just, you know, has to be a priority. Happiness has to be a priority. I think very often I mean, prioritizing happiness is definitely something one needs to work up to, I guess. Of course, when you are in need of some money, you're probably going to take any job you can get your hands on, or you can get. And, you know, therefore, you may not even be able to prioritize your happiness by, you know, maybe choosing a job that you would really like to do, but, you know, you're going to make less money, for example. Or maybe just not have several jobs and just one, but you can't do that because you need the money. So I think happiness to some degree, unfortunately, maybe indeed something that, you know, only privileged people kind of can do or can, you know, maybe go for, you know, regarding certain circumstances, certain things. I was just, you know, going through some things that, you know, might not help me with my happiness, and you know, definitely stress. But I mean, on the other hand of stress, there often is either money or you know, maybe a better grade or just a bit more fulfillment, in the sense of, okay, I have done great at doing this, that, and the other task. So yeah. Practice mindfulness. Was this the one? Yeah. Mindfulness practices such as meditation and breathing exercises can help reduce stress and increase feelings of happiness and well-being. Ferriss recommends incorporating these practices into daily routines. The sixth one, give back. Helping others can bring a sense of purpose and happiness. Ferriss suggests finding ways to give back to the community and making a positive impact on others. which I think is also a very good idea, and is included, I guess, in many religious practices as well. So, you know, maybe you're just, you know, going through whatever religion that you're into, or whatever, maybe even community that you're in, to, you know, see whether this is the case. And I have seen throughout the years that, you know, sometimes it really makes sense that, especially religions, I think, are doing certain things. You know, there probably was a thought behind that, even though, you know, it may be, it may be taught and or shown in a way that might not make clear what the intent there is. So I don't know. You know, giving to people, giving to the poor, giving to those people that are in need, is nothing new. But I do not remember reading anything in the Bible, or just, you know, in religion class that I have had in school, and about, like, okay, this is the reason why giving to people makes sense and whatever. So yeah, I think you know what I'm referring to, what I'm talking about. Overall, Ferris emphasizes the importance of finding balance and prioritizing the things that truly bring us happiness and fulfillment. By focusing on experiences, cultivating positive relationships, and practicing gratitude and mindfulness, we can increase our overall happiness and well-being. Sometimes this might also mean this balance might also mean being able to speak up, being able to see through things, you know, being able to realize certain things, you know, maybe sometimes even realizing the power that one is having, the you know, the power over one's own life that one is having. But yeah. What are other philosophies saying about achieving happiness? There are many different philosophies, schools of thought that address the topic of achieving happiness. So here are a few examples. I do think, since there are just so many philosophies, ChatGPT might just take what we have been discussing before, so Tim Ferriss, the 4-hour work week, and so on and so forth, to also build this or generate this answer. So the first one is Stoicism, the second one is Buddhism, then we have positive psychology, and then existentialism. I kind of have a feeling that they really also, you know, might be in the same space of, you know, topics or thoughts just. But yeah, Stoicism. The ancient Greek philosophy emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with nature and accepting the things we cannot control. According to Stoic philosophy, true happiness comes from within and can be achieved through self-discipline, virtue, and a focus on the present moment. Buddhism teaches that happiness can be achieved by cultivating mindfulness, compassion, and wisdom. By letting go of attachment to material possessions and focusing on the present moment, individuals can reduce suffering and achieve a state of inner peace and happiness. Positive psychology is a relatively new field that focuses on the study of human flourishing and happiness. It emphasizes the importance of developing positive emotions, relationships, and personal strengths to achieve greater happiness and well-being. The blue zones that are known for, you know, those people that are living there, they are living a very long life. And I would assume and say that people that are living a long life, extraordinarily long life, that they are also a living a happy life. I think so. I believe in it. Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're so unhappy, I would say that you're gonna die earlier. So, and of course, I mean, some people might also not be really happy, but they're having good genes and whatever. But I don't know. Like, I think also like the environment and the way they're living their life, and I think it really also is tying into happiness and their happiness. Existentialism, the philosophical movement, emphasizes the importance of creating meaning and purpose in one's life. According to existentialist philosophy, individuals can achieve happiness by taking responsibility for their own lives, making choices that align with their values, and finding meaning in their experiences. But I mean, just find some meaning in your experiences. I think what I've been having in mind lately was this notion of mindfulness and living more carefully in a sense, and carefully in the sense of paying closer attention to quite everything, having it's I'm lacking one word, living a more conscious life, I guess, because I might have noticed, I'm not quite sure yet, I might have noticed that whenever I'm just, really unconsciously, mindlessly, doing things, I'm just working on whatever that I have to work on, and so on and so forth, I do have a feeling that I'm not as happy as, and also definitely more stressed compared to me sitting there and exactly knowing what I'm doing, Not necessarily planning every single movement and noticing every single movement, but realizing, okay, now I'm sitting here, I'm doing this. Okay, I'm doing this step and whatever. I do lately feel that, this might be one way to deal with feeling overwhelmed. Which was actually also like this question: what is Stoicism and Buddhism saying about feeling overwhelmed? Because lately I've had a really hard time with feeling overwhelmed. I had really a lot to do, and sometimes then I think, well, is it about me? Am I not able to deal with whatever that I'm having to deal with? But yeah, both Stoicism and Buddhism offer insights and techniques for dealing with feelings and overwhelm. In Stoicism, one of the central tenets is the idea of focusing on what is within our control and accepting what is outside of our control. When faced with overwhelming situations, Stoic philosophy encourages individuals to take a step back and focus on the things they can control, such as their own thoughts and reactions. By accepting that some things are outside of our control, we can reduce feelings of stress and anxiety and focus our energy on the things that we can influence. In Buddhism, mindfulness practices such as meditation and breathing exercises are often used to help individuals cope with overwhelming feelings. By focusing on the present movement and developing a non-judgmental awareness of one's thoughts and emotions, individuals can reduce feelings of stress and anxiety and increase feelings of calm and inner peace. Additionally, Buddhism emphasizes the importance of letting go of attachments to material possessions and external circumstances, which can also help reduce overwhelm by focusing on what is truly important in life. Overall, both Stoicism and Buddhism offer insights into how to deal with overwhelming feelings by focusing on what is within our control and developing mindfulness practices to increase feelings of calm and inner peace. And with that being said, I'm gonna end this episode here, so I'll hopefully see you soon.